Hello, inquisitive minds. Welcome to a brand new year and a brand new Big Kid Quiz. I'm your host, friend, and favourite part-time supermodel, Cassie Delaney. This week, I bring to you six rounds with five questions in each. After every two rounds, I'll pause and give you the answers so you can tally your score as you go. So grab a pen and a piece of paper. It's anyone's game. You can play with your friends, your siblings, your grandparents, your neighbours, or go back to being a little terror and just shout the answers out because Santa's already been. Every correct answer will earn you a point. If you get every answer correct, congratulations, you're officially the smartest person in the country. When you have your pen and paper, we're ready to begin. Round one, food. Number one. What is the main ingredient in guacamole? Number two, what fruit is known for its high vitamin C content, bananas or oranges? Number three, what is the favorite food of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? Number four, what American city is famous for deep dish pizza? Number five, in which country did French fries originate? Hey, what did Godzilla eat at the restaurant? The restaurant. And here are the food questions one more time. Number one, what is the main ingredient in guacamole? Number two, what fruit is known for its high vitamin C content, bananas or oranges? Number three, what is the favorite food of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? Number four, what American city is most famous for deep dish pizza? Number five, in which country did French fries originate? Round two, technology. Number one, solar power originates from which source? Number two, did the Apple iPhone originate in 2005, 2006, or 2007? Number three, in a web address, what does www stand for? Number four, approximately how much did the first cell phone cost in US dollars? Was it $100, $500, or $4,000? And number five, true or false, women made up more than half of the code breakers in the US during World War II. What's a sheep's favorite part of a computer? The RAM. Okay, here are the technology questions again. Number one, solar power originates from which source? Number two, did the Apple iPhone originate in 2005, 2006, or 2007? Number three, what does the abbreviation WWW stand for? Number four, approximately how much did the first cell phone cost in dollars? Was it 100, 500, or 4,000? And number five, is it true or false that during World War II, women made up more than half of the code breakers in the United States of America? Okay, time to have a quick little pause to correct rounds one and rounds two. Round one, food. Number one, what is the main ingredient in guacamole? The answer is avocado. Number two, what fruit is known for its high vitamin C content? Was it bananas or oranges? Oranges. Number three, what is the favorite food of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? The answer is pizza. Number four, what American city is most famous for deep dish pizza? The answer is Chicago. Number five, where did French fries originate? The answer is Belgium. Round two, technology. Number one, solar power originates from which source? The answer is the sun. Number two, did the Apple iPhone originate in 2005, 2006, or 2007? The answer is 2007. Number three, what does the abbreviation WWW stand for? The answer is World Wide Web. Number four, approximately how much did the first cell phone cost? Was it $100, $500, or $4,000? The answer is $4,000. And number five, was it true or false that during World War II, women made up more than half of the code breakers in the US? That is true. Round three, more or less? Number one. Which country has a greater population, Gambia or Latvia? Number two, which county in Ireland has a greater population of sheep, Donegal or Mayo? Number three, which weighs more on average, an elephant or a hippo? Number four, which breed of dog is faster, a greyhound or a Jack Russell Terrier? And number five, which country consumes more chocolate, Ireland or Switzerland? What's a dog's favorite mode of transportation? A wagon. Okay, here are the more or less questions again. Number one, which country has a greater population, Gambia or Latvia? Number two, which county in Ireland has a greater population of sheep, Donegal or Mayo? Number three, which weighs more on average, an elephant or a hippo? Number four, which breed of dog is faster, a greyhound or a Jack Russell? And number five, which country consumes more chocolate, Ireland or Switzerland? Round four, true or false? Number one, is it true or false that spider silk was once used to make violin string? Number two, is it true or false that humans have the same number of neck vertebrae as giraffes? True or false, sharks have bones? Number four, is it true or false that astronauts lose their sense of smell in space? And number five, is it true or false that a coconut is a nut? What do you call two spiders who just got married? Newlywebs. Okay, here are the true or false questions again. Number one, is it true or false that spider silk was once used to make violin strings? Number two, is it true or false that humans have the same number of neck vertebrae as giraffes? Number three, is it true or false that sharks have bones? Number four, is it true or false that astronauts lose their sense of smell in space? And number five, is it true or false that a coconut is a nut? Okay, take a pause with me to correct rounds three and rounds four. Round three, more or less. Number one, which country has a greater population? Was it Gambia or Latvia? The answer is Gambia. Number two, which county in Ireland has a greater population of sheep, Donegal or Mayo? The answer is Donegal. Number three, which weighs more on average, an elephant or a hippo? The answer is an elephant. Number four, which breed of dog is a faster runner? Is it a greyhound or a Jack Russell Terrier? The answer is a greyhound. And number five, which country consumes more chocolate, Ireland or Switzerland? The answer is Switzerland. Round four, true or false? Number one, is it true or false that spider silk was once used to make violin strings? The answer is true. Number two, is it true or false that humans have the same number of neck vertebrae as giraffes? The answer is true. Number three, is it true or false that sharks have bones? That's false, they have cartilage. Number four, is it true or false that astronauts lose their sense of smell in space? That's true. And number five, is it true or false that coconut is a nut? That's false. Round five, dancing. Number one, what's the name of the swirly skirt that ballerinas wear? Number two, in which country did the style of dance called the tango originate? Number three, which famous musician and dancer loved to moonwalk? Number four, which traditional Hawaiian form of dance uses arm movements to tell stories? And number five, what word means to dance without a plan, making it up as you go? How many dance teachers does it take to change a light bulb? 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, let's do the dance questions again. Number one, what's the name of the swirly skirt the ballerinas wear? Number two, in which country did the style of dance called tango originate? Number three, which famous musician and dancer loved to moonwalk? Number four, which traditional Hawaiian form of dance uses arm movements to tell stories? And number five, what word means to dance without a plan, making it up as you go along? And now our final round, round six, general knowledge. Number one, what is the only flying mammal? Number two, which country gave the USA the Statue of Liberty? Number three, where is the smallest bone in the human body located? Number four, in which city would you be if you were standing on the Spanish Steps? Number five, how many hours are there in 1 week? How did the bat take his school supplies to school? In his bat pack. And here are the general knowledge questions one more time. Number one, what's the only flying mammal? Number two, which country gave the USA the Statue of Liberty? Number three, where is the smallest bone in the human body located? Number four, in which city would you be in if you were standing on the Spanish Steps? I'll give you a hint, it's not in Spain. And number five, how many hours are there in 1 week? Okay, let's correct the final two rounds of our first quiz of 2026. Number five, round five, the dancing round. Number one, what's the name of the swirly skirt that ballerinas wear? The answer is a tutu. Number two, where did the tango originate? The answer is Argentina. Number three, which famous musician and dancer loved to moonwalk? The answer is Michael Jackson. Number four, which traditional Hawaiian form of dance uses arm movements to tell stories? The answer is the hula. Number five, what word means to dance without a plan, making it up as you go along? The answer is improv. Round six, general knowledge. Number one, what's the only flying mammal? The answer is bat. Number two, which country gave the USA the Statue of Liberty? The answer is France. Number three, where is the smallest bone in the body located? It's in the ear. Number four, which city would you be in if you were standing on the Spanish Steps? The answer is Rome. And number five, how many hours are there in a week? The answer is 168. And that is all for this week, folks. Add up your score and try and beat it again next week. I'll be back then. More jokes, more questions, loads more fun. Until then, have a great week. Bye-bye.